put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys working on? What are you doing? You getting ready for the big holiday celebration? Well, I think we're all going to have a ramped down holiday celebration this year. But if you're fixing up your house, you're thinking about what you want to do, maybe when we can throw open the windows and doors again. We're out of the winter, the pandemic has passed, or you've got a project you want to do right now because you're going to be sticking around and spending a lot more time inside like the rest of us for the next few months. Hey, give us a call because we can help. You can reach out to us online at moneypit.com through facebook.com/themoneypit, or you can always pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT because we love to help. Think of us as your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist, whatever it takes to get those projects done. We would love to give you a hand. Hey, coming up on today's show, if you've been thinking about investing in a home but you don't have the funds to go it alone, buying a house with a partner can be a great option. We're going to have some steps you should consider, though, before making that big purchase.
And if you're tightening your belt, you might be thinking about slashing your home maintenance budget. Now, that could be a huge mistake. We're going to explain why.
And you ever feel like you're always having trouble finding the tool you're looking for? Well, if your workshop or your craft space is cluttered, disorganized, maybe even overflowing, a standard toolbox may just not be cutting it. We're going to have some tips and ideas for how you can reorganize that tool collection to make it accessible when you need it.
But first, what's on your to-do list? Are you thinking about a project that you'd like to get done before the real cold weather of winter sets in? Maybe you'd like to let us know what that project is so we can give you a hand. And heck, if you're looking for some last-minute holiday home improvements, we are happy to help you get those done before your very limited number of guests comes knocking. But I promise we can help you get your house in tip-top shape for this holiday season.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Ohio, we've got Amy on the line who wants to talk about some insulation. How can we help you?
My house is 202 years old.
Wow. And we thought we had old houses, Leslie.
That's old house.
Yeah, it's, let me tell you, your show, Money Pit, basically describes our house. We have a third floor attic, which is not your traditional attic. I mean, it's huge. It covers the whole second floor. Mm-hmm. It's about 30 by 40. All you can see are the original hand-hewn, you know, trees, beams.
Yep.
There is floor up there, but I want to insulate. I don't want to cover up the beams, but I do want to put some insulation in between them.
Mm-hmm.
And then some sort of something that goes with it. But not the entire depth of the beam, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Are we talking about an improvement here solely for energy efficiency, or is this third floor attic a finished space or a space that you want to finish?
Both, yes. I want it more energy efficient. Our electric bills at the moment are about $1,000 to $1,200 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Energy efficiency wasn't so important 200 years ago.
No, there's no insulation. It's entirely brick. It's 18 inches thick of brick all the way around, so there's no insulation anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so look, I'll first tell you that insulating a space like this is challenging. And the reason it's challenging is because the depth of those rafters, which is where you're talking about putting the insulation, is limited. And that means you have a limited amount of space that you can use for insulation. It also presents challenges for ventilation, because let's just say for argument's sake that you have a beam that is, I'm going to be optimistic here, and it's probably less than this, but let's say it's a 10-inch deep beam, right? Well, you can only put 8 inches of insulation in there. It would have to be flush with the inside edge of the beam, and then you have to leave the 2 inches behind it, that gap, for ventilation, and then you have to add vents to make sure you have airflow back there. It's a challenge. Plus, in an attic, normally you would want to have, if we're talking about fiberglass, you would want to have 15 or 20 inches to really keep the heat in. So that's what it makes it really difficult. Now, I will tell you another option, which you may or may not like, is I'm going to tell you you're going to cover these beams. But if you want to insulate this space, there's one thing that will work brilliantly, and that is spray foam insulation. The reason you can use spray foam insulation is because it's incredibly efficient per inch. It gives you more R, more resistance to heat loss for every insulation than fiberglass does. In my house, for example, which is a youngster at 130 years old, I did spray foam insulation in my attic, and albeit it's not a living space, but we insulated between the rafters and slightly over the rafters because we wanted even another inch or two of insulation. And the temperature in that attic, Amy, does not change year round. It is like perfectly, and there's no heating or cooling up there. It just stays at ambient temperature, and it's very, very comfortable. It's just an incredibly powerful product because it not only insulates but seals. So it seals all the gaps that are just common to older homes. So if you really want to, you know, cut back on that heating bill, that's kind of what you're looking at. Now, I guess the other thing that you could think about doing is adding insulation to that floor. And this would help.
That's what I'm currently doing, yes.
Yeah, the lower sections of your house would become more efficient as a result of that. The attic, how is the attic heated now? You said you have a high electric bill. Is it electric heat or is it some other heating
system? There isn't any heat or air cooling or air conditioning up there now.
And, well, then what are you going to put up there if you want to make it a living space? How are you going
to
make it comfortable?
I will have to add something. I was hoping maybe it would be tolerable year round. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you could put a split ductless unit in. That's like a mini heat pump that would provide heating and cooling. Do you have hot water heat throughout the rest of the house? What's the rest of the heating system?
It's gas, natural gas.
But what is it, radiators or forced hot air?
Oh, forced hot air.
Okay. Well, you probably would not be able to extend that. It's probably pretty tapped out now. So you really would have to have a separate zone up there. And given that, probably using a split ductless heat pump, which is still going to be expensive. But look, if these older homes, we love them. They're beautiful, but they are challenging in some respects when you want to finish areas like this. And if you love the look of those beams, and you want to keep them, then insulation does not play well with that decor. Leslie, I don't think we've ever seen an attractive insulation product from a decor perspective.
No, I mean, it's really not something that you're meant to look at. I mean, it does a great job and you feel comfortable, but I wouldn't want to look at it all the time.
Would it be beneficial in any way to put even a couple inches of the spray foam on, the part of the roof that you can see, the plywood? But still save the beams, not go that far out?
Yeah, you may be able to pick up some on that. I might, just have conversation with some spray foam providers and, find those that are very experienced and have a good track record, not the person that, that does other types of insulation and subs out to a spray foam company. You want somebody who's a real pro, because there's definitely points for technique and neatness when you use this product. When we did our house, we not only did the attic space, but we did the crawl spaces and the box beams, and I had a section of my basement that had a computer network in it, and these guys were neat as a pin. And, man, what a difference it made. by using that. So you would pick up some insulation, and you would definitely pick up a reduction in the drafts that are up there. So you know, that's an option.
Wonderful.
It's just kind of a shame to have somebody there, and the expenses, the mobilization of having a spray foam contractor and come out and then just say, but only put a couple inches in, not filling it up. You know, it's because, like, you're so close to having a really, really well-insulated home, and you're just pulling it back because of the decor concerns. But, you know, that's your right to do. It's a balancing act against the expense of those electric bills,
right,
as you've learned.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
All right. Wonderful. Thank you for your suggestions.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call this holiday season. We're still here. We're working. We're standing by 24/7 to make sure that your house is ready for all of those festivities you'll be hosting this holiday season with your immediate family right in your home. But still, let's make it nice for everybody who's there. So give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Or post your questions at moneypit.com. Just ahead, are you thinking about buying a house with a non-spouse? We're going to have the steps you should consider before making that big commitment next. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast.
As cooler temperatures and social distancing force us indoors, Simple Green reminds us to CBD, or clean before disinfecting. Bacteria and viruses can hide underneath dirt, dust, and food, so surfaces should be cleaned first with Simple Green All-Purpose Cleaner.
A leaking water heater can lead to flood damage, but not with the new Rheem Gladiator electric water heater. With 360-degree built-in leak protection, the Rheem Gladiator detects leaks and automatically shuts off the water supply.
Fire and carbon monoxide incidents spike during winter. The new wireless First Alert connected safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarm is Ring and Z-Wave compatible and provides early warning of a fire or CO emergency.
Finished basements add value and are perfect for gyms, offices, or family space. You'll love your basement with dry core subfloor panels installed between the concrete and the finished floor. They feature air gap technology for dry, comfortable, and cozy floors all year round.
For more, visit moneypit.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And hey, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. You know what? If you like this show, then we really think that you're going to enjoy our podcast too. And you can check it out at moneypit.com/podcast.
Join us for brand spanking new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
All right, looking to cozy up, we've got Paul in Massachusetts on the line who wants to add some sort of fireplace or wood-burning stove. What's going on?
The chimney goes up in the center of the house. Now, this could either be the wood or a gas-burning stove.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with heating the house. It's more of a, an added feature.
The ambiance factor.
Kind of a visual feature.
Got it, yeah. All right, so the chimney that you have going up through the center of the house now, that is serving only the heating system? Is there anything else? So there's one flue inside of it?
Just one flue, yes.
Okay.
It's just the chimney. There's no flue.
Okay, so you can't mix the, if it's wood burning, you can't use that chimney anyway, okay?
No.
That's not possible. What you would have to do, and probably in both cases, is you would put in a triple-walled metal vent pipe. Whether it was wood burning or natural gas, you would put a vent pipe in. You may choose to run that parallel with the chimney only because you already have sort of the space knocked out for it or chased there, even if you have to extend the box, and probably run it up parallel to that structure all the way up and out the roof. The other option is if you wanted to mount it on an exterior wall, it's possible to direct vent in some circumstances as well.
I'd imagine the second option is also invasive. It's probably just punching up and then, punching a hole in the wall, putting up a heat pipe, and then running a certain height.
That's correct. And it has to clear the roof. There's a rule for how far above a roof a vent has to be, and we call it the 210 rule, which basically means if you go from the top of the vent pipe down 2 feet, it has to be more than 10 feet from any portion of the roof. So if you were to sort of tie a string around it there and circle it around, you couldn't touch your roof.
Okay.
Those are your options. I hesitate to tell you this, but there is a type of gas fireplace that's not vented, but I don't recommend it. There are gas fireplaces that are high efficiency and vent into the house, but I really don't like it because I feel like it puts in a lot of moisture into the house, and I feel like it's a potential carbon monoxide risk unless it's operating perfectly. So I would not do that. But if you had the space, I think the nicest thing just for the charm of it, in my mind, is a wood-burning zero-clearance fireplace. It's called zero-clearance because it can go against a combustible surface with no space, so it takes the least amount of space. You still need to have a hearth in front of it and so on, but you can basically insert it into the exterior wall. So wood-burning fireplace, but the term is zero-clearance, like zero-clearance. So
okay.
If you go to a supplier or you Google that, zero-clearance wood-burning fireplaces, you'll see a wide, wide, wide variety of models and installation methods, from some that are sort of circular and designed to go as an art piece right in the middle of your house, all the way to the ones that are mounted in other various spaces throughout, even corner mount versions.
Perfect. I really appreciate it.
All right, Paul, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling the Money Pit.
And I look forward to Sunday morning listening to you again.
All right, thank you so much, sir. Well, if you've been thinking about investing in a home, but you don't have the funds to go it alone, buying a home with a partner might be a good idea. Whether it be a common law partnership, a friend, or a business associate, it is another way to get the project done. But if you do it that way, it definitely is more complicated, so you need to plan well ahead of time and make sure you're dotting your I's and T's on a contract between you and the folks that you're buying it from and between you and your potential partner. So here are some things you ought to think about.
Yeah, first of all, you have to have a discussion about who's paying for what. That's first and foremost. So, for example, if you've got a rental property, you need to agree on how much each person is going to contribute to the down payment and how much equity percentage each person is going to have in the property. Also, what will be each of your contribution to the mortgage, the taxes, the utilities, maintenance, anything like that, even repairs that might come up.
Now, it's also a good idea to set up a joint bank account as an easier way to pay all those necessary costs. With the capabilities of online banking and automatic withdrawal, you can easily set up payments to come directly out of that account to the vendor that needs to get it.
Yeah, and you should also get familiar with the types of ownership titles that are out there and get legal advice to help you decide what is the best option for your particular situation, because it's all complicated. Now, there are three different types of title. First of all, it's sole ownership. This is where one person's name and only one person's name is on the title or deed, and that means that that person is the only legal owner. Now, there's also joint tenants, and this is an option that's available for where owners have an equal share in the property. And then the last one is tenants in common. Now, this is an option that allows multiple owners of a home property and for those owners to possess unequal shares. And the interesting thing about this type of title is that it's possible for any one of the owners to sell his or her share of the property at any time. So that's an interesting factor to keep in mind.
That's right. And that, of course, can disrupt the relationship and a whole bunch of things. So, yeah, you really need to think through this because it does get complicated. If you buy a home with a partner, it can be, you know, a smart way to invest in property and maybe make some money and get something that you possibly couldn't afford on your own. But it's definitely more complicated for both parties. So get good legal advice before you even begin to shop. This is one of those situations where best of friends can become best of not so friendly pretty quickly.
Joan in South Carolina is on the line with a countertop question. How can we help you today?
I've always gotten granted countertops because of the durability factor. And this time I was thinking of getting marble. I like the looks of white marble with a gray vein going through it.
Oh, the Carrara marble that every person loves right now,
yeah,
right?
I was told that it scratches really easily, though. So I was wondering if that's true, and if it is true, can it be sealed like granite can be?
Well, Joan, you're right. Carrara marble, I mean, generally when you think of kitchen, even a bathroom, granite seems to be the number one choice. It's much more hard, I should say. It's harder than marble. And it's sealed. Marble can also be sealed. But let's talk about the differences here. Carrara marble, first of all, has seen like a huge resurgence. I mean, it's very popular in a lot of spaces. It's gorgeous. You're right. It's white with the gray veining. And you can pick your slabs to have more veining or less veining, so it really can be a very, very beautiful piece. Now, in kitchens, because the marble is softer than granite, even though, yes, it's a hard surface, it has just a more innate softness to it so that it can scratch more easily. But I think more importantly is it can stain more easily. And in a kitchen, you're prone to a lot more things that could potentially stain the marble surface. Olive oil. A lot of people don't think that oils would stain something, but because the marble is softer and therefore more porous, even with the sealer, it can suck in that oil and then leave a stain or a discoloration within the marble itself. Tomato sauce, lemon. Lemon will also stain the surface. So I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying you have to be very careful with it because I, too, love Carrara marble in a kitchen, and I'm actually considering it doing it myself. Well, not putting it in myself, but putting it in my own kitchen. But you can seal it. Anytime you go with anything that's a lighter color like the Carrara, it has to be sealed more often. Some places are going to recommend once a year. You would want to have it professionally sealed, and at the same time, if you did encounter any staining or scratching, they can sort of resurface it a little bit to create a fresher look and then seal it again. So it's going to take a lot more maintenance. And I'm going to tell you, Carrara marble is expensive. I just did a Carrara slab for my fireplace. And it's funny, I thought I bought a Carrara tile and a Carrara slab for the fireplace surround and the fireplace for the hearth. And I thought they charged me for both. And I ended up paying like, you know, $400 for all the tile. And I thought it also included the slab. And I was like, wow, I got such a great deal. And then I got a phone call that said, and here's your bill for the slab. We had to wait until they cut your piece. It's $1,200. And I was like, ugh. So, Joan, I know that you're, you know, thinking don't go with the Carrara, but if it's because of the price and it's because of the maintenance, look at some of the quartz products. There's Zodiac, Cosentino. There's a whole bunch of different brands out there, and I forget which one, but one of them, and if you go to Home Depot, they actually have it, has a quartz product that looks just like Carrara, and it's like half the maintenance. It's actually like zero maintenance.
Oh, wow, that's good to know. Well, maybe I'll look into that again. I think you talked me back into it again.
All right, Joan, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on and how we can help. We're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, your house is your biggest investment, so it makes sense that you care for it, but how much should you be setting aside for all of that home maintenance? Well, there is a simple formula that's going to help you to determine what that number is. We're going to share that tip when the Money Pit continues.
Becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you have a home improvement question? You're planning on project? Give us a call right now. We'd love to help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
So, Leslie, one of the projects that we're thinking about taking on here at the Kreitler Money Pit household is we're going to replace our current heating system and our water heater.
That's a big project.
And we're going to install a combi boiler, you know. So my wife said, how big is that? I said, about the size of a kitchen cabinet. They're super small and really efficient. And I think it's a smart thing for us to do because we have an original oil boiler that once the oil tank was like abandoned or we actually filled it in, we converted that with a gas burner. So same old boiler, but new sort of heat source, right? Gas burner. And that's not really efficient. And then on top of that, we have what's called an inverted water heater, which uses the boiler to heat water and then sort of maintains the temperature. So not really efficient. You know, it's an old house. We just never got around to it. We did all these other things. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this now. I start looking for prices. And I got three different estimates. The first two were $7,000 and $7,500. And this is removal, replacement, all the old gear, putting in the new boiler. The next one was $14,000 for the exact same equipment. And I thought, you know, this is just typical, right? Some of these guys just try to get whatever they think they can, and they think that you're a dummy and you're not going to price this thing out. But how many people just get one estimate at 14 grand and go, oh, okay, I thought it was going to be expensive, but all right, here's a check, you know? But one for 7,000, same exact equipment, and the other one for 14,000. Really crazy. So it happens to us too, folks. That's why you got to do the shopping and you got to take the time to get those numbers, get those estimates so you make a smart choice. But I think once this thing is installed, we're going to see a huge difference in our heating bills.
I mean, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait to, like, actually see the big difference. So keep track of everything for us.
Already planning what we're going to do with the extra space.
I mean, that's awesome.
Alan and George is on the line with a roach question. You've already given me the creepy crawlies. What's going on at your money pit?
I'm having to have a forced move.
Okay.
As of, like, 8 days ago. And so now I'm going into this other house, and it is just crawling with both American and German cockroaches.
And you can understand them because of their accent?
The bug man came in and sprayed, but I was not here, so I don't know where he sprayed.
Well, I mean, I think at this point you have to trust that he knows what he's doing and see if he can get this under control. I mean, from an extermination perspective, whatever he's going to apply is going to kill both of them. I mean, the American cockroaches are bigger than the German ones, but they're still, you know, pretty nasty. And, you know, generally the advice on dealing with these things is to keep a clean house, I mean, a really clean house, and then to use baits and gels and powder insecticides. And you're better off having the professional do that because, frankly, they can get their hands on the stronger stuff that you can't. And they know where to put it. They know how much to apply. And hopefully it'll do the job of getting these things under control and completely eliminating them. And then perhaps when you move into this house, that plus improved hygiene, because it sounds like the last occupant was pretty sloppy and may have left food around or had leaks in their plumbing, things that can sustain these insect populations, that's not going to happen again. So I think you did the right thing, and it's just going to take a while for them to go away.
Okay, would it do any good to, like, bomb behind it, or will that?
No. No. I wouldn't get involved in that. And I can't tell you how many times we read stories about those bug bombs blowing up houses, because there's a lot of people out there that think if one of those bug bombs is good, using eight is better. It usually ends up with blowing out the front wall of the house or worse. So, yeah, I wouldn't do that. No, I would just trust the professional. Let's just assume that the guy put the right material in. And listen, if you got questions, call the company up. Ask them what they did, what they used. They should be at least leaving you information on what products they put in, and find out if there's a guarantee. If you see any more roaches, you know, should you call them, and how long should you wait to make that call? Because it might take a couple of days for these things to settle down.
All righty. Well, I appreciate y'all.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're tightening your belt, you might be thinking about slashing your home maintenance budget. We're here to tell you that that could be a big mistake, because it is never a good idea to slack off on taking care of your biggest investment. But the question is, how much should you spend?
Yeah, so let's talk about what a realistic budget should look like. Now, for most homes, it's 1% of that home's value. So if you have a home that's worth $250,000, you should budget for $2,500 worth of maintenance. Now, the first step is to break it up into the smallest pieces. One idea is to make three lists: a must do, should do, and the would like to do. That's going to sort of help you prioritize what and how things need to get done.
Now, some of the jobs you obviously need a pro to tackle, while others you can do yourself. Like you're going to need a pro for heating and cooling system maintenance. If you have a leak, you might need a plumber. Or if something goes wacky with your electrical system, you'll need an electrician to take care of things that don't work.
Yeah, and it's also important to focus on the exterior, not only for the curb appeal, but to also protect the structural elements of the house and the energy efficiency as well. So you immediately want to address any water-related home maintenance issues like a leaky window or door, a clogged gutter, or even grating that keeps that water right near the structure and maybe gets the basement wet again. Now, you can do some of these things yourselves, but all in, a 1% budget should cover it.
Now, for bigger repairs, like replacing your heating system or your air conditioner, just keep track of the unit's age. And the older they get, it's the more likely you're going to need to replace it. But if you keep up that 1% rule for maintenance and you carry over what's left in that balance to the next year, you will find that you are amassing a fund. If you have reasonable luck, I mean, your system could go the first year when you don't have enough money in it, but you will find that you will have a good pile of, sort of rainy day pile there of money for when some of those bigger projects need to get done, like roofs or heating systems, that you can also tap into. So 1% is the rule. Set that aside. You should be good to go.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, if you're having trouble getting your home improvement project done, organizing your tools can definitely help. We're going to have some tips after this. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, when you're living in your house and you're working on your things, do you ever kind of think, wow, this house really feels like a money pit, sucking every last dime into it. But listen, we get it. It's all about perspective, guys. For us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's the home that you love. Now, whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, even your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. Check it out on the Money Pit Podcast.
Go to moneypit.com/podcast. Download an episode. Download the series. We're here to give you a hand.
Cindy in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We bought our house 2 years ago, and one of the options was to have the epoxy floor. And what we got was a plain gray epoxy. And okay, now we notice the other houses that are all being built around us, they have a gray epoxy floor, but they have those little speckle confettis on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we want to know, we want to redo our epoxy to have that little confetti sprinkled on. Do we have to strip the old epoxy off completely, or can we just put a new epoxy over it?
No, I think you could put a second layer on it as long as that old epoxy is adhered well. If it looks like it's tough finish and sticking well, then I think you could add another coat of epoxy on top of it. Some folks put multiple coats of that base epoxy, and some folks put a clear coat on top of of what they have. So, no, you can put another layer on. I would try to find out what product it was so that you're using the same product. That would give you a better chance of not having any adhesion issues.
Oh, that makes a difference, the same product. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't even think of that. Thank you very much.
Okay, Cindy, good luck with that project, and thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, when your tools are disorganized, it makes it really hard to get those projects done. Fortunately, you're not alone, and there are many ways to store your tools these days, as there are tools themselves.
Now, one of the more popular ways to store tools these days are to use the interlocking toolboxes. Generally, these are containers that are stackable, and they work together to make storage as easy and efficient as possible. There's even a version that DeWalt makes that attaches to a sort of, I guess I would call it like a hand truck, so you can easily move tools around the house or on the job site.
And you know what? I really love using Pegboard in workspaces. It's truly one of the most versatile organization tools out there. So my list of tool storage ideas wouldn't be complete without including it. Now, I used a multi-purpose package of those Pegboard accessories because when you go to the section in the home center, there's a lot of different accessories that you can buy for the Pegboard. And once you start seeing how your tools sort of get stored on it, you can figure out like, ooh, this one might work best, or maybe I should try that one. So many fun things to put together. And you can put it up behind your workbench and use all your hand tools on there. Everything super easy, really convenient.
And the nice thing about that kind of visual display is if a tool is missing, you see it. And it's not sort of, you know, forgotten for months and then you're trying to wonder where you left it. Now, as for workbenches, Husky has one that I like that solves a problem I often have when shopping for a workbench, which is the reason I usually end up building my own, and that is that they are too short for tall guys. Husky solved this by creating one that not only holds dozens of tools, it's got a whole drawer cabinet in it, but the top easily adjusts up or down. It's got a crank that changes the height based on the user, so no more sore backs. I think you'll find that if you spend some time updating your storage gear, you'll get a lot more organized when it comes to those projects.
Steve in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got a cabin way out in the woods here in North Carolina, and I built a bathroom onto it. And this years ago that I've done this, we put a flat roof over the bathroom, and the seam leaked during the last storm very, very badly. When I removed the tiles and I used, you know, the pink insulation in the roof, what do I do?
So all that has to be torn out. Now, you mentioned it was because of a storm. Is this cabin insured? Do you have a homeowner's policy on this?
I do, yes.
You know, that storm damage should have been covered by your policy. Yeah, if you haven't filed a claim, I would definitely do that because it's probably covered. Now, since you had such a bad leak, obviously all that has to be taken out. So you've removed the ceiling. You have to pull out all that insulation. You need to wear appropriate breathing protection when you're doing this and try to control that area, because with all of that mold, you don't want it to get into the house, right? So that's why it's a job for a pro. But, I mean, if I was doing it, I would depressurize the room I'm working in so that there was good ventilation and everything was like blowing out, right? So I would make sure that I manage that. Pull out all the insulation. You're going to need to spray down all of the inside surfaces with a mold inhibitor. There's many good commercial products on the market that do that. And you're going to have to replace that roof. Now, you said it was a flat roof. That's the least favorite type of roof, I would say, because, you know, it's if there's going to be a leak, it's going to happen a lot quicker on a flat roof than any other kind of pitched roof. But you're going to have to replace that. What kind of material did you use? Did you use roll roof on it?
We did. And, see, that was my mistake.
Yeah. Roll roof is not designed for flat roofs. Roll roof, you got to have at least about a 212 pitch for it to work right. And so you really need to use a rubberized bitumen or something like that, but choose a material that's designed for flat roofs when you replace this. But I think you know what's ahead of you, Steve. You just needed me to say it. You got to tear it all out. And listen, if you can get coverage because of the storm, maybe it won't cost you as much as it might have, okay?
Okay. Listen, and before I let you go, I wish y'all would let the trailer music play a little longer. I love your trailer.
All right. Well, thanks very much. We appreciate that. I got to put that on the website. A lot of folks love that tune.
Really?
Everybody loves it.
You don't even know we have, like, additional verses to it.
Oh, I want to hear the whole thing.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thanks so much for giving us a call at the Money Pit. We'd love to hear from you and help you out with whatever it is that you are tackling this holiday season. So give us a call, whether it's a home repair or a home improvement question, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, we've got some easy ideas to help make your bathroom more accessible for families of any age without giving up the style. So stick around.
Live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit.
Minute is presented by Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you doing? What are you working on? Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions. You got a decorating dilemma? We can help. Leslie, you have all of your decor done now? Are you up? You good to go for the holiday?
For a Christmas holiday? Are you kidding? When everybody goes to sleep after Thanksgiving dinner, I put up the decorations. And I'm happy because this year, the turkey day, Thanksgiving was late in the month, so buying the tree the next day, you know, isn't too soon. We've had it where the Thanksgiving is the week before and the tree hasn't made it quite
right.
To the holiday.
Yeah.
But I got a tradition.
You want to make sure, too, that you don't leave those trees sitting too long after the holiday because they do get dried out quick.
I know. They never last till my birthday. You know, that's my dream. But I can't see a Christmas tree in February. But, you know, give us a call. Maybe you want to keep your tree up, too, and you and I can figure out a way to do just that. Corinne in Pennsylvania sent us an email, and she says, the black flexible spacers between the three big concrete slabs that make up my driveway are brittle and coming out. How do I replace them with what, and can I do this myself? Yeah, what is that?
So those spacers are expansion spacers that are put in when the concrete is poured. And because of that, they tend to dry out and deteriorate over the years. Now, there are a wide variety of sealants. There are some nice sealants that Quikrete makes that are flowable. I love those because what you want to do is scrape all that old spacer material out. It usually will sort of crumble. Sometimes you might want to run a wet, dry shop vac over it to pull all the junk out of it. And then what you do is you get a foam spacer, which is like a really small foam tube. They're long, but they're small diameter. You stick it in that crack sort of right below the surface, and you want to basically put it there so you don't waste a lot of the sealant. And then you flow the sealant on top of the foam. It sticks to the side of the concrete, and then it expands and contracts, and it can last for years. So definitely a fun project. I did this actually with my garage workshop not too long ago because the apron was getting a little bit worn, and we had a couple of those spacers in there. So I put some Quikrete sealant in there, and now it looks good.
Now, do you actually have to have something in there, or is it just because that area hasn't been exposed to the elements and it needs some sort of a treatment?
I think it's a good idea to put something in there because here's why. If you don't, you're going to get a lot of water that will enter that spacing, and then, as you know, it'll get under that piece of the slab, and it will freeze and expand, and it'll crack. So it'll either lift part of the driveway or part of the apron, which is that piece right up against the garage edge, and crack it. Or it could erode some of the soil underneath, and then that part could crack and sort of fall downward or push downward. So I do think it's a good idea to keep it watertight.
All right. Next up, we've got something from Julie in Chicago who writes, the sliding glass doors on my tub enclosure were looking disgusting, so I removed them, including the frame strips. Can I replace the doors myself, or should I just hire somebody? Is there anything that's super tricky about this project?
You know, a friend of mine called about replacing her shower doors, and she had gotten prices of like $3,000. And you know what? Not necessary. You can buy beautiful shower door assemblies at big box stores and even online. Amazon sells them. It's totally a do-it-yourself project. There's not much to customize there, and I think you'll be very pleased with the results. So go for it, Julie.
All right, Julie. Good luck with that. That's a really sort of empowering project. It's a big door space. It's something that seems awesome and challenging, and you can totally do it yourself. So give it a go.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad that you are. We hope that we've given you some tips and ideas and inspiration to avoid the perspiration when it comes to projects around your house. If there's a question that comes to mind any time of the day or night, please do reach out to us by posting your question at moneypit.com or calling us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Justice Department continues to dig deeper into the foreign business ties of Hunter Biden. The department's subpoena reportedly seeks information involving more than two dozen entities, including a gas company in Ukraine. Subpoena, part of the department's tax investigation of Joe Biden's son. As part of the same probe, prosecutors have also been looking into some of Hunter Biden's Chinese business dealings. Pro-Trump demonstrators, counter-protesters, and police clashing in Washington Saturday.
The demonstrations in the nation's capital mark the second time since November 3rd that supporters of President Trump flocked to Washington to protest Democrat Joe Biden's Electoral College win and call for the results to be overturned. The president, his allies, and his supporters have claimed that the 2020 election was tainted by widespread election fraud. Federal and local courts have dismissed legal action taken in battleground states for what they say is a lack of evidence. Organizers plan demonstrations in front of the Supreme Court, Capitol, and the Justice Department as part of the event scheduled for the day. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the consulting firm Mercer says large U.S. employers saw their smallest health care cost increase in more than two decades. Jeremy House reports.
The reason for the small increase? Patients stayed home and out of doctor's offices this year to avoid the global pandemic. That, according to Mercer, resulted in a nearly 2% cost hike for companies with 500 or more employees. Those employers were anticipating a 3.5% increase.
A Russian nuclear sub has successfully test-fired four ICBMs in a demonstration of the readiness of that nation's nuclear defenses. Defense Ministry says the submarine of the Pacific Fleet launched the missiles in one salvo early Saturday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Congress passing a one-week funding bill to avert a government shutdown.
Congress has passed a bill to fund the government for another week. The Senate approved the funding extension by voice vote on Friday. This measure gives lawmakers time to reach an agreement on a new coronavirus relief bill.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart in Washington. Three major veteran groups calling on for the immediate dismissal of VA Secretary Robert Wilkie. A spokesman says the VA is not being led with integrity and that calls for an immediate change. That follows a report that Wilkie had acted unprofessionally in the handling of a congressional aide's allegation of sexual assault at a VA hospital. Wholesale prices rose by 0.1% in November. That comes after a weak demand caused by the pandemic. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former NFL coach Tony Dungy rebuking Raphael Warnock in Georgia, who's running for the Senate.
Warnock, a Democrat and pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church, is in the middle of a runoff election with Senator Kelly Loeffler, a Republican. Warnock tweeted that he was a pro-choice pastor, which brought this response from the devout Dungy. Reverend Warner may be a pastor. My question would be, is he a Christian? He added, I would think it would be difficult for someone who believes that God sees us when we are in the womb, Psalm 139, to think that it's okay to choose not to bring that life to fruition. The former Super Bowl winning coach has been a public speaker for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Patrick Frost reporting.
On Wall Street this week, Dow Industrials gaining 47 points, closing the week at 30,046. The NASDAQ dropped 28 points to close at 12,377. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
We at PJI are in trial representing a graduate student in Florida who was dismissed for using religious speech at her internship counseling clinic. This Christian student received cursing and mocking for her religious views. Visit PJI.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at PJI.org.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We hope that we find you well. We hope that we find you relaxed and getting ready for the holidays ahead. I expect that you are nesting with your friends and family in your tight little bubble. And if you are thinking about making some improvements, because, man, home improvement has gone crazy this year since the quarantines started. Everybody's fixing up their houses, and that's what we're here to help you do. So if you got some questions, you got some projects in mind, you'd like to get started on something, let us help. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your question online at moneypit.com, or reach out through Facebook, facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. So coming up on today's show, if you think back over the years, have you made energy saving or other types of improvements to your home that may have upped its sort of green factors, you know, those environmentally friendly energy saving type improvements? Well, it turns out those improvements could actually help you sell your home more quickly than the competition. We'll explain why and what you need to do to be ready in today's smart spending tip.
And also ahead, you know, icicles, they're so wintry and they really look very pretty hanging from the edge of your roof this time of year, but did you know that they may signal a potential problem going on with your roof that can cause pretty major leaks? We're going to have some tips on how you can prevent ice dams and the leaks that they may cause.
And in most cases, usable space is at a premium these days, and any opportunity to add more is definitely tempting. But one area not to overlook is up. We're talking about the attic. We're going to highlight several ways you can take advantage of the space overhead in just a bit.
But most importantly, we want to know what's going on at your Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on this holiday season and how we can lend a hand. We're standing by at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Virgil in South Dakota, what can we do for you today?
Hi, I've got an old home that I am restoring and renovating and remodeling. It's over a century old, and part of the process has been installation of a relatively high energy efficient furnace.
Okay.
And I just got it started and was away from the home for a while, came back, and everything was froze solid. The exhaust had developed a plug of ice, and the furnace would not run.
Oh, that's not good.
That's for sure. Anyway, the contractor that installed it rerouted the pipe so it would go through a heated room instead of up in the attic.
Right.
And so I have it going above the lay-in ceiling over my bathroom. So I've got probably a foot to a foot and a half, an inch and a half exhaust pipe sticking out of the side of the house. And I'm wondering, am I going to have a problem with that? And if so, how can I prevent it from happening again?
Yeah, that's a good question. In this situation, I would turn to the manufacturers, making sure that that you follow the recommended installation instructions for this type of a system. With a high-efficiency furnace, what happens is you take so much heat out of that exhaust gas that what's left is mostly water vapor, like 80% of it or more is water vapor. And so that's why you have to be able to have a way to deal with that. Now, if that pipe is in a heated area, if it's insulated, that's going to stop the ice from forming. But, of course, it's dangerous if it does form, because if you can't exhaust the gas, then that's going to shut down the furnace, which is a safety switch, basically. So
right.
I would make sure first that the contractor has installed that venting consistent with the manufacturer's recommendations, which I'm sure you can find on their website. There are very detailed instructions on that sort of thing. And secondly, I would just watch it now and see what happens. Time is going to tell.
Kind of a vacation home, and I'm not there for a good part of the time, so I can't be out checking.
Right, yeah. Do you have a smart thermostat for that house?
No, there's no internet there.
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to suggest that this would be a great application for a smart thermostat that can monitor the temperature in the house, so you'll know if it's working or not.
My other choice might be if I put in one of those smart outlets that turns on at 35 and off at 45, and if it turns on at 35, maybe one of the neighbors would see a flashing red light or something.
See a light, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Listen, I think that you need to work with the contractor and the manufacturer to figure out why this is happening, but I do suspect that venting has to run through a heated area, and it's got to be better insulated. Okay.
Well, he did have it insulated, and it was in the attic, which is totally unheated. So he did move it down to a heated area, and I can even move the temperature up a little bit by lifting one of the tiles and laying in the ceiling in the winter.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Marilyn, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
We are a military family. My husband's in the military, and I'm a stay-at-home mom to 5 kiddos, and we homeschool. And basically, in the past when we've moved, we've always bought a house. And basically, you know, thinking that if you pay yourself, it's better than paying someone else. However, we're moving to Illinois this time, and the property taxes are quite excruciatingly high. And we're just trying to decide if it's better to buy or to rent this time.
So do you know how long your husband, well, first of all, thank you for your service and your family's service. Do you know how long you will be in the Illinois area?
Well, it could be anywhere from 2 years to 3, 4, 5. You never know with the military,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know what the risk is. If you buy a house and then it turns out you have to move again, if you can't sell it, or if the market turns and it ends up not being worth what you paid for it, you could get underwater pretty quick on that. And so in circumstances when you're in the military, I think a lot of times it does make sense to rent, because the other thing is you don't want to have to move out of there, now need to carry 2 houses, maybe find yourself being a distant landlord to a property. You know, these are all difficult scenarios that you really want to avoid. Have you spoken with your accountant about the tax consequences of perhaps renting instead of buying? Because there may be some advantages there.
We haven't yet, because we just found out a couple days ago. So.
And you know what? You can always rent first. Renting is a short-term commitment. I understand that moving is a hassle, but you could always rent first, get to know the area, get more comfortable, and then make a decision later if it looks like you're going to stay. You don't have to do it all at once.
Okay. I guess my hesitation with that is that we have 5 small children, so I'd like to move as little as possible.
I would think that better off selling it now, putting it on the market now. Maybe you'll find a cooperative buyer who can delay the closing date until you guys are ready to move out. But I wouldn't want to find you stuck not being able to get a buyer, running out of time while your family needs to move on to the new location. So I think a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, as my dad always used to say. So I would try to put that on the market now. And hopefully it'll sell quickly, and you'll be able to take your time getting to the new location. And by the way, since I can imagine with five kids, you find the house just chock full with stuff, the best way to get your house ready to sell, there's a great article on our website at moneypit.com about this, but conceptually, what we'd like to see you do is to try to declutter as much as possible, make those rooms look big and bright, because anybody that's going to buy your house is going to probably be moving from, say, another crowded house or a crowded apartment. You want to make sure it looks like your stuff can, their stuff can fit in there. And then if you have any rooms that need to be repainted, just choose neutral colors for the same reason. Make it look open and inviting, and that will help you sell the property as quickly as possible.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, and we can lend a hand. Just ahead, in the years that you've owned your house, have you made some energy-saving improvements or other improvements that have upped its green factor? Well, these improvements could help you sell your home more quickly than the competition.
We'll tell you why in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by Bank of America Cash Reward Credit Card, where you can earn 3% cash back on online shopping. That's all coming up next.
You live in a money pit.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference, because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Making
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you working on this fine wintry weekend? Give us a call. Let us know how we can lend a hand. Well, we all know it, guys. Taking care of your house, it can really be a combination of love, pride, and let's be honest, heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save your money, and spare you from snafus.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast.
Heading out to Pennsylvania, where Andrew has a question about replacement windows. How can we help you?
I was calling because I had a house that was built like 1860s, and I had 31 windows in the house, ranging anywhere from 32 inches to 58. And some of them are as big as four feet by like 7 feet. And I might be selling it in 5 years, and I was wondering how much equity of the windows, replacing them would kind of add towards the house, if it was worth doing. And because the house is $179,000, I put an addition on it. I only got $6,000 back on it when it reappraised. And I just don't take a bunch of money into something I don't think I'll recoup. And my question is, I had a bunch of estimates and the contract and contractors, and I was doing, I had a bunch of contractors, and they all range, a lot. But the windows are leaking really bad, so I'm sure I could recoup the cost by replacing them. And they range, the estimates are anywhere from like $22,000 to $39,000. So I guess, how much is a fair price to pay? Does it matter who I have to do them? And, how do you know, a good contractor? Because they all just say different things, And what's a good rating to pick on these windows? For, should I go to, triple pane glass or, Krypton glass?
Those are all really great questions. And let me sort of take them one at a time. First of all, in terms of the costs, how many windows did you say you had? Like about 40, was it?
30. 31, 32, something like that. I forget exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we averaging here on a cost per window? Is that around, did I do this right, is it around $600?
No. I have 30 windows. I've had estimates as high as $39,000.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, $39,000. I've had some of them at, I think the cheapest one was $22,000.
That sounds pretty crazy. So, look, a couple of things come to mind. First of all, we want to try to find a way to do this as inexpensively as possible. There are windows that you can buy that are very expensive that will have a very historic feel to them, but I think that's not going to be for you. So what I think you want is that you want a good quality, sort of minimal but serviceable grade of window. And what I would tell you to do is to go to a major retailer, like, for example, the Home Depot. I've put a number of windows there over the years, replacement windows, and I believe they have a measuring service as well, where they'll come out and measure the windows for the order. Now, you don't have to do these all at once, because you wanted to say, perhaps do this yourself. You can do it yourself. It's not terribly complicated to do a replacement window, but I would start small by maybe doing a couple of windows in one room till you kind of get the hang of it. The way it works is you pretty much take out the operable sashes. I presume these are double hung, so you'll take out the bottom sash and the top sash. The new window will be built to fit right in what's left over, essentially. So the jambs of the window and the sill of the window and the head of the window, it'll fit right inside of that. It will be attached to that. It'll be caulked in place. And then the part that gets a little tricky that you may not have the tools for is that most of the time the window companies will do one more thing, and that is they'll wrap the sill and the trim outside with aluminum. And so that takes a bit of skill, but you might be able to have a siding company come in and do that after the fact, just do all the wrapping of the trim and the sills kind of en masse, and you do all the installation on the windows. That's, I think, how I might proceed here, because I think if you go direct to some of these window companies where they're trying to do it all themselves, I think this is going to be really expensive. In terms of the quality of the window, how do you tell the difference? There's a rating called the NFRC rating. It's the National Fenestration Rating Council. And they have certain standards that they check, like UV transmittance, for example. There's a number, I think there's 5 or 6 different measures of energy efficiency. The labels on the window, you can compare that against other windows and try to make a decision from there. Does that make sense?
All right. Hey, I really appreciate that.
You got it, man. Take care. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Yeah, that's a scene that so many homeowners find themselves in, Leslie. They get these crazy prices, where the difference between the lowest and the highest price bid is it's twice as much. So that's why I always say that some of these contractors bid you and not the job.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? your neighborhood, how you're dressed, all that stuff.
I mean, this guy's got all these windows, and he's just trying to get it done right, but doesn't want to spend a lot of money. The windows that are available at home centers are actually quite nice. Yeah, who do you think makes them? Same manufacturers that make the more well-known brand.
Well, and when you think about it, you know, one of the home centers is buying a far greater quantity of windows. They're able to get you a better price.
Yeah, and they're not going to be in business for long if they're selling you junky windows, right? Well, if you've lived in your home for a number of years, you've probably made some improvements to make it more energy efficient or to cut back on some maintenance. Maybe you chose materials, though, that were produced in a way that limits any negative impact to the environment. And that could be good news because improvements like these can add to your home's greenness, and they're now a valuable consideration for potential home buyers, but only if they know about them.
Yeah, that's why it's smart to create a green inventory of these elements. You want to list every improvement that's reduced the home's impact on Mother Earth. Now, these could be new appliances, faucets that use less water, even LED light bulbs that use less energy. And don't forget about building materials that last longer and then need less maintenance, like fiber cement siding or even vinyl siding, you know, anything other than wood.
Well, that's right. So here's what you should do. Create a green inventory. Document every element listed out and have that available for review by potential home buyers. You can bet that the neighboring homes you're competing against are not going to do this, and buyers will be impressed, and you might just get the sale over competing houses that are next door because you took that step.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. We're all shopping our essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
Now we're going to South Carolina, where Caroline's on the phone with a question about oak flooring. What can we do for you today?
I have an old house built in 1940, hardwood floors. And I've got two almost holes near the living room door and on into the hallway here where each room meets. The hallway is the center. I have this iron grate. It's about 2 feet wide and 3 feet long, and that's where the return is for the heating and air conditioning. And the wood seems to be caving a little bit around that. And I was wondering, can he fix that back as good as it was? I mean, is it possible to fix that back as good as it was the way they built it in 1940? Or will there be a problem around the return?
Are you still using that return? Is that still an active part of your heating and cooling system?
It is.
So, yeah. Certainly when you have worn out oak floorboards, sometimes they'll wear through or they'll become insect damaged. They absolutely can be rebuilt the same way they were when they were originally installed. It's a bit of a tricky carpentry job, but it's not too terribly difficult. What the contractor has to do is he'll cut out the old board. Usually you'll use a circular saw, you'll plunge cut down the middle, and then use a chisel to kind of break it out. And then putting the new board in is a bit tricky, especially if it's tongue and groove, which most of them are, because what you have to do is you have to cut the back of the groove piece off so that you can sort of put it in and overlap the older piece with that, because you can't use one that's a full groove, because obviously you can't get it in there. It's like trying to put in a puzzle piece. But you cut the back of the groove side off, and then it becomes sort of a lap joint. You drop the new board in. Now, if there's one tricky part, it's really just in the finishing. I had a floor that was much like that, where we had an old floor furnace that took up a big space in the middle of the room. And so we were able to frame that out and actually put new hardwood floor in there and sort of feather it, like almost like a finger joint, with the original floor. The floors were different colors for a while because they had a natural finish on it, but over the course of about the next year, it sort of faded and darkened and then blended, and now you could never tell the difference between the repair and the new wood that was repaired and the old wood that was there existing.
Okay, I need to have my house checked for termites, I think.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on this weekend. We are standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still to come, icicles on trees, they're super pretty, but icicles on your roof could mean a major leak. We're going to explain why next. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
We'll be right back.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, are you guys taking on any ho-ho home improvements right now? Trying to get a few things done before the big man shows up at Christmas or whatever other holiday that happens this time of year that you love to celebrate? Well, we would love to help you celebrate some new improvements to your house. And if you need a hand, just give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com or facebook.com/themoneypit.
Bob in Canada is on the line and needs some help with a painting project. How can we help you?
I have a drywall, regular drywall wall that's been painted, I'm assuming with regular latex paint. But what has happened is whoever painted it varathaned over it. So I now have to try to figure out what's the best way to cover it. And I'm thinking maybe you folks can tell me the best way to prepare the wall to either repaint it or wallpaper it.
You have varathane on top of drywall?
Yes, sir.
So it's like a super shiny surface?
Yeah, what it was is they did all kinds of different, I guess, sponge painting and feather dusting and all this other wild kind of paint. Actually, one wall, I really like it. It's a mural. But the yellow, the varathane over the years, I guess it was about 15 years ago they did it, and the varathane is really yellowed. So it's now the mural has got this yellow tinge to it. If I could actually get the varathane off without destroying the mural, I'd like that. But I kind of give up trying different spots here and there. And I'm realizing that painting over varathane is tough.
Well, painting straight over it. But what do you think, Leslie? As long as it's got good adhesion, you could prime it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of a creative way to just remove that urethane top coating so that you can still get that mural. And
that's the decorator in you not wanting to let it go.
I know. I mean, if he likes it, I want to figure out a way to make it stay. You know, a part of me would almost say reach out to a local university that has an art history or an art restoration program.
Thing. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And find out what they might do because, you know, they're able to remove layers of paint on, you know, masterpieces of work that are hundreds of years old and, you know, valuable beyond belief.
Yeah, I think that's the hot ticket. You have to understand that the primer has different qualities than the paint. And so if you tried to paint it, I wouldn't expect the paint to stick to that old finish. But if you used a good oil-based primer or solvent-based primer, you should get very good adhesion to that wall surface. And then on top of that, once it dries, then you could use a latex wall paint.
Well, I certainly will give that a shot. I really, thank you very much. It's too bad about this mural because it's the one wall in the whole house that we all agree it's a really nice, pretty mural, but unfortunately the varathane is so yellowed. So maybe I'll call the University of Windsor here in Ontario and ask them if they, you know, can help me out. Maybe they can give me a solution.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's a worthwhile painting you have on there, and they'll be willing to restore it for you.
Well, you never know. Maybe that university student will someday become famous.
That's right. All right, Bob. Good luck with that project.
Thank you very much for accepting my call.
It's our pleasure. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, having snow on your roof and icicles on the eaves might look pretty, but both could mean that you've got a problem. Now, heavy snowfalls followed by warmer days often allow that ice to sort of dam up at the roof's edge, and that's going to block the melting snow from coming down, and that can lead to some serious leaks inside your home.
Yeah, and it's more common in attics that have a lack of insulation and also those that are not properly ventilated. So if you want to prevent ice dams, you need to be sure your roof has the ventilation, and I would suggest good soffit and ridge vents and plenty of insulation, and don't let it block the outside wall of your house. Make sure it has a baffle that sort of presses it down when it gets to the outside edge. So you get good airflow in the soffits and up on the sheathing and out the ridge. Now, if you plan to replace your roof soon, you want to be sure to have the contractor install ice and water shield. Now, that is a roofing product that goes from the roof edge up about 3 feet under the roof. It's sort of an extra layer of protection against ice dams because that's where the water leaks happen.
Now, if you live in a southern climate, an ice and water shield underlayment can actually help protect you as well, and it protects against leaks from heavy wind-driven rain, like the type you might get during a hurricane, and seeing this crazy active hurricane season we've just had, you know, this really is a good investment that could help you out a lot. Now, in that installation, you would put it over the entire roof, and then the shingles are installed on top of it, so it helps protect from the entire roofing surface.
Yeah, and this way, if the shingles get blown off, the ice and water shield is still attached, and that protects your home until you can get back to fixing it.
Janie in Maryland's on the line with a squeaky floor. What's going on?
I live in a one-bedroom apartment for 28 years, and I'm on the second floor, and the apartment above me is on the third floor, and there was a single family that moved in 5 years ago, and the floorboards are really squeaking. I called the office manager, and she told me they came and checked the floorboards, and she told me that they cannot be fixed. And I want to know if they can be fixed.
Yeah, they can be fixed. Do you know what kind of floors are up there?
They're just like plywood, like wooden floors. I mean, just
are they hardwood floors, by any chance?
No. Mm-mm.
Is it hard? Is it plywood that's like under carpet?
Right, exactly.
So I think the answer is not that they can't be fixed, but she doesn't want to fix it, because here's what has to happen. The reason you get squeaks in floors is because the board is either rubbing against the beam below, or it's rubbing against another board if it's the case of sort of multiple layers of plywood in this scenario, or the nail that was used to attach the plywood to the floor joist. Sometimes the nail will loosen up and then rub in and out of the floor joist, and that will make a sound. The solution in either case is to re-secure the subfloor, and here's how that has to happen the right way. That is to pull the carpet up, and then to go basically beam by beam, and not nail, but screw the subfloor down to the floor joists below. Instead of using flooring nails, you would use, like, say, a 3-inch drywall screw, a case-hardened screw. And basically that will secure that plywood and everything below it down to the floor joists. Doing that in every room where it's squeaking will dramatically reduce the floor movement and hence dramatically reduce the floor squeaks.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair or home improvement question. We're here to lend a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, converting your attic to living space is a very ambitious project, but it is possible if you've got enough height up there to work with. We're going to have a short list on the other things you need to be considering when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference, because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast.
As cooler temperatures and social distancing force us indoors, Simple Green reminds us to CBD, or clean before disinfecting. Bacteria and viruses can hide underneath dirt, dust, and food, so surfaces should be cleaned first with Simple Green All-Purpose Cleaner.
A leaking water heater can lead to flood damage, but not with the new Rheem Gladiator electric water heater. With 360-degree built-in leak protection, the Rheem Gladiator detects leaks and automatically shuts off the water supply.
Fire and carbon monoxide incidents spike during winter.
The new wireless First Alert connected safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarm is Ring and Z-Wave compatible and provides early warning of a fire or CO emergency.
Finished basements add value and are perfect for gyms, offices, or family space. You'll love your basement with DryCore subfloor panels installed between the concrete and the finished floor. They feature air gap technology for dry, comfortable, and cozy floors all year round.
For more, visit MoneyPit.com. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020, Bank of America Corporation. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We'd love to have your questions, your calls. We'd love to help you get those jobs done, help you fix up, help you prop up, help you maintain, help you improve your house, because we know that quite often it can feel like a money pit, but we have to have a different take on that.
Yeah, I mean, we get it, but you have to think about perspective, guys. You know, a money pit isn't a disaster to us. It's a home that you love and a home that you live in. Now, whether you're dealing with a repair or maybe you're dreaming about a big renovation, talk to us. Consider us your coach, home improvement therapist, helper, whatever. We do not judge. Let us know what you are working on. We're here to help all things, remodeling, decor, fix up, anything. Check it out also on the Money Pit podcast.
Yep, to sign up, just go to moneypit.com/podcast. Well, in most homes, usable space is always at a premium, right? You never have enough of it. So any opportunity to add more space is definitely tempting, which is why the attic can be a great space for remodeling. But the first thing you need to check is the height. You want to determine sort of that head-banging potential by measuring it from the floor to the highest point. If it's 7 feet or more, you'll be able to walk comfortably down the center of the attic, and you can probably make a go of it.
Yeah. Now, if this is a job that you want to take on, it is highly advisable to work with an architect or any other design pro to help you work through the issues and detail exactly what you need to get done.
Yeah, and beyond that basic design, you do need to plan on improving the attic floor joists, for example, during the conversion by pretty much doubling them up. We call it sistering those joists. You put the new one next to the old one, and if they're properly installed, they can span over load-bearing walls, and they can support a normal floor's worth of traffic.
Yeah, now you also need to think about stairs. How are you getting up there? Now, if you can only get up there currently by maybe a ladder or pull-down stairs, you're going to need some room for a proper staircase for permanent access to that space. And these do take up a lot of room. Now, you'll need about 14 feet or so of space to build a straight staircase, and much less if you're looking at some angular configurations.
Now, the other thing to think about is air conditioning. Hey, heat rises, and believe me, it's going to be as hot as heck up in that attic if you don't deal with this. You need to have the right kind of heating and ventilation and air conditioning configuration, and it's not likely that you can add to what you already have. So you have to think about a separate system, like, for example, a split ductless system that could provide both heat and that all-important air conditioning up in that attic space.
Yeah. Now, when you're in the attic, you might be noticing something called your chimney and think, whoa, I never realized this was here. Well, it does get up to the roof somehow, and generally it's right through your attic. So you have to figure out what other parts of this mechanical system in your attic can be moved, what can stay there, and something like moving that vent pipe from your bathrooms is a lot easier than, you know, rerouting that chimney or moving the entire air handler. There's a lot of stuff that you just kind of have to figure out how to work around.
And lastly, think about lighting. You know, if you think about it, attic spaces are kind of hard places to light because you don't always have, you know, flat vertical walls, nor do you have horizontal ceilings, right? You have these angular configurations, so you got to figure out how are you going to light it. Might be a good opportunity for skylights or roof windows and that sort of thing, because it definitely is a bit of a challenge. But, you know, all in, it is a great space to remodel. It's just a difficult space to remodel. So some of the things you can do yourself, but the best first step is to work with a pro to kind of lay out the issues and decide if it's something you want completely done professionally, or if you want maybe the pro to handle parts of it. Like, for example, we talked about the roof height. You know, just because the center beam is high enough, you may not be able to walk to the left or right, so you could have to put in a dormer. So one option might be to have the pro build the dormer, and then you do all the finish work. You get the idea. But it's definitely not a space to be overlooked.
Christy in Delaware is on the line. How can I help you today?
I have a back porch that is on a concrete slab, and I recently installed a storm door. It's a 36-inch door, and, you know, the bottom of the door has the built-in weather stripping, but, you know, it was installed and everything's fine, but there's pieces of that concrete slab right where the door is that over time has chipped away, and more specifically in each of the corners. And I'm wondering, what can I do to build it up, fill it in without having to, like, you know, buy a whole bag of sacrete?
So you're going to want to use a patching compound on that, and you're right, it's not typical. It's not a typical bag concrete mix. It's made by the same manufacturers. Take a look at Quikrete, Quikrete. They have a patching compound. And basically the difference is the patching compounds are designed to stick to the original concrete surface. So if you have some chips, or broken out sections there, you can repair it with the patching compound. And this way it'll stay, you know, through the weather. And in terms of that door, that's not striking properly, what you could do is put a sweep on the outside of that door. They have door sweeps that attach to the outside, and they're adjustable, so that you can have one side be lower than the other. And some of them are rubber, where you can actually scroll it, take a marker and, like, trace the uneven concrete surface to the bottom of the door sweep and basically cut it to fit.
Yeah, because the problem that I'm having is, you know, little critters get in, you know, slugs, crickets, that kind of thing. And it's really not it's just the corners.
I would do both. I would patch the concrete, and if the door sweep is still not in constant contact, I would replace it and then adjust it to fit.
Okay, great.
Good luck with that project, Christy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for stopping by. Give us a call anytime 24/7 so we can help you out with whatever it is you are working on at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, we've got tips for a decorating makeover that requires little to absolutely zero cash when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Spinning Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Spinning Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online at MoneyPit.com. Do you have a home improvement or decor question? Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Post your question just like Lewis in Rhode Island did, who writes, there are small moisture spots on the steel support beams in my basement. I've tried priming and painting them with Rust-Oleum oil-based primer and paint. I don't get water in the basement, and I run a dehumidifier during the summer months. Can you tell me what's causing them, and what do I do?
Yeah, well, it is a water problem, but it's a humidity problem more than anything else, further evidenced by the fact that you feel you have to run a dehumidifier in the summer. So what's basically happening is you have warm, moist air in the basement, and then the beam is colder. So as the warm, moist air settles against the beam, it condenses, and the water droplets start to form on the beam, and then rust forms as a result of that. So you do have a humidity issue, which means you have a moisture problem, even though you don't have puddles down there. So you got to start outside by improving the grading, clean the gutters, and getting those downspouts away from the foundation at least 4 feet. You do those three things, this problem should go away.
All right, that's great advice, Tom. Lewis, good luck with your project.
Well, after spending so much time at home recently, you'd like to probably change up your decor, but perhaps your budget is already strained. So what do? Well, how about a little creative brainstorming? Leslie's got some ideas to get you started in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, there are ways that you can do that by stretching your budget, along with having some creative muscles to create a place that you're going to be so proud to call home. And you can do it by repurposing what you've got, or maybe even collecting some items from friends and family. Now, the first step is to experiment with what you already have. You can have fun moving things around. You can even pull something from one room and test drive it in another. And also think about experimenting with creating vignettes. Now, I always use vignettes as sort of like little areas of decor or a little spot where I create a moment with accessories. And I like to do that with uneven numbers of decorative items. So maybe 3 or 5, and it looks cute, you know, on top of a chest. Or if you've got a dresser as a side table in the living room and you keep your kids' toys in it, that's what I do. You know, I do a little thing up there. So you can find cute spots. Now, the key here, guys, to not worry about is matching. Don't worry about matching. Now, designers, for the most part, we really don't like sets of furniture. We like to mix and match things. As long as they are in the same scale and their fabrics can relate to one another and their finishes as well, then it's going to work fantastically. You do not need to get a set of furniture, and you'll still have something that looks personal, homey, really great by just mixing and matching. Now, you can also carry this idea into the bedroom by buying single sheets, pillowcases, shams, things that are on sale, and then create a custom look for your bed by mixing and matching all of those colors and patterns. You just have to think about what patterns work well, a large-scale one with a small-scale one, mix it up. Now, also think about using some baskets. These are great for storage in small spaces, and the woven design is going to add some natural texture and some warmth, and this really works great in an apartment if you haven't been able to paint the walls or you've got a lot of off-white and cream in the space. Beautiful look to add in that natural texture there. And you can also get those baskets super cheap at those off-price stores. You can even find some vintage baskets in different shapes and sizes if you head to the flea markets. Now, if you have just a little bit of imagination and a lot of willingness to bend some rules, just a bit, there's no reason why you can't have a place that you'll love spending more time in. We've got more tips for budget decor on MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, whether your old furnace is shot or you want a more efficient upgrade, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. But too often, that is exactly what does happen, especially if your heating system gives out in the middle of winter. We're going to explain how to shop for furnaces the smart way on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call Invent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Situation beginning to look bleak for the Biden family. The Justice Department's subpoena to Hunter Biden reportedly seeks information involving two dozen entities and to examine some of his foreign business ties, including a large Ukrainian gas company. That subpoena was issued this week, part of the department's tax investigation of Joe Biden's son. Prosecutors have also been scrutinizing some of his business dealings in China and other transactions. Supreme Court correspondent Mark Sherman says it's very rare for the high court to get involved in politics.
The court tends to let the political branches, elected officials, resolve those on their own. The last time the court got involved in a presidential election dispute was in 2000, when it ordered a halt to a recount that had been ordered in Florida and effectively settled the election in favor of George W. Bush.
Also at townhall.com, researchers in Australia now say they have totally abandoned development of a potential vaccine because of false positive results.
Researchers say the University of Queensland vaccine that was to be manufactured at Australian biopharmaceutical company CSL's Melbourne headquarters had proven safe and produced a robust response during phase one trials. But the teams have agreed not to proceed further because of a false positive HIV result due to a protein contained in the potential vaccine. It was one of five on which the Australian government had signed contracts with developers. Its failure is a major blow to Australian vaccination plans to become self-sufficient. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Charlie Pride. Country music's first black superstar is dead.
Kiss an angel good morning.
Pride died Saturday in Dallas of coronavirus complications, according to publicist Jeremy Westby. His career began in the mid-60s. Hits besides Kiss an Angel Good Morning included Burgers and Fries, Mountain of Love, and Is Anybody Going to San Antone? He had 3 Grammy Awards, more than 30 number one hits, won the Country Music Association's Top Male Vocalist and Entertainer of the Year Awards, and was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Charlie Pride, dead at 86. I'm Julie Walker.
A Virgin Galactic test flight Saturday ended prematurely when the spacecraft landed safely at Spaceport America in southern Mexico that after a rocket motor failed. Officials do say that both crew members are just fine. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Prominent U.S. cybersecurity firm FireEye says that foreign government hackers broke into its network.
The company says the hackers stole offensive tools FireEye uses to probe the defenses of its thousands of customers. They include federal, state, and local government agencies, as well as major global corporations. The company says it's releasing countermeasures its customers and others can employ.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. California is seeking to join the government in its antitrust lawsuit against Google parent Alphabet Incorporated. The Justice Department sued Google in October, saying that it has abused its dominance in online search and advertising. The case, filed in federal court in Washington, alleges Google uses billions of dollars collected from advertisers to pay phone manufacturers to ensure Google is the default search engine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
You with Haley Barbour, the former governor of Mississippi, the former RNC chair, is working with Karl Rove to try to get those two seats and keep those two seats Republican. Jonathan Turley standing by to talk about what's happening with this Hunter Biden investigation that he acknowledged yesterday, as well as the Eric Swalwell compromise situation, as well as the President of the United States and his lawsuit. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We're going to have tens of millions of Americans vaccinated before year end. We're going to have 100 million Americans vaccinated into the first quarter of next year. And then we're going to have any American who desires to have a vaccine vaccinated by the end of second quarter.
The virus.
2021.
The virus kills 3,000 more Americans on Wednesday. Sadly, a record. But policy is inflicting more economic and emotional damage than COVID-19 can. I'll explain how Americans are showing this time they're ready to fight as vaccine approval is just hours away.
Number two.
The right wing is going crazy with all sorts of allegations about Biden and his family. Too disgusting to even repeat here. Some of the ones I've seen from the president's son and the president, some of the president's supporters are just wildly unhinged.
Really? Now it turns out the story's 100% true. Nothing's unhinged except for the naked crack pictures that Hunter Biden had on the laptop that he left at the repair shop. That's his problem, not mine. China, the threat, Hunter's dirty deals, and how Eric Swalwell and other Democrats have been compromised. Now the country might just pay attention to what is important.
Number one.
Because it is brought by a state against other states, the original venue for it is the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court has what's called original jurisdiction over disputes between the states.
That's the Lawfare editor-in-chief. Trump and Texas get some company. 17 states join Texas's legal fight, demanding a delay of an investigation as an investigation goes into four states and their election changes in 2020. Yes, it's a long shot. Yes, it could overturn the entire election. I'll explain. Joining us, the best in the business, George Washington University law professor, Fox News contributor Jonathan Turley. So, Jonathan, I wanted to talk to you about Texas anyway. I did not know they'd be joined by 17 other states. First off, do you still hold to the fact that this is a Hail Mary attempt for the president?
Well, it's more than a Hail Mary. This would be a Hail Mary that's being thrown from a stadium in a different state into the end zone.
Really?
It is quite an effort. And it's unlikely to succeed because we have to look at what happened with the Pennsylvania challenge. It's not an identical issue, of course. But it seems like the lack of any dissenting justice on the Pennsylvania case, the speed with which it was denied, all suggest that this is not going to succeed. Unlike a granting of certiorari, which is a normal way to go to the court, which only takes four votes, this takes five votes. So they could lose Chief Justice Roberts, but they would have to get all five of the remaining conservatives even to accept this case.
So as a non-law student and proud of it, I'm just going to approach you with the perspective of a listener. I said, if we agree there are irregularities in all these four states, and I think we agree there were from Pennsylvania to, I got the four states here, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Georgia. If we agree to that, and this state is offended by it because they're in a national election, and they say these states messed up and prevented us from having a true vote or nullified our votes in this election, why can't a state see some irregularities and bring a lawsuit against another state because it affects them? You know there's irregularities in those four states, right?
Right. And there are irregularities, and there have been unlawful orders that have been confirmed. There have been votes that were not counted. In the Pennsylvania case, the judge said that he thought that the voters made a valid claim that their votes should have been counted. But he said, I still don't see why I shouldn't just count your votes as opposed to negating the votes of everyone else. And so the relief has been a problem here of this type of sweeping remedy of blocking certification. But this has also never been done, to have one state effectively litigate the failure of another state to apply its own laws. And the problem here is that the Supreme Court has long given great deference to state courts in the interpretation of their own constitution and laws. And these challenges have been rejected by the highest courts in each of those states. So there is a lot of baggage here that is weighing down this type of claim. This would be an extraordinary form of relief, but it's also being requested in an unprecedented type of action. And that's not a good combination.
True. Do you think
the other problem, by the way, is
yes.
Well, the other problem, by the way, is that some of the courts have really slammed these challenges under what's called latches, which is just a fancy way of saying you waited too long. So some of these courts have said, well, why are you coming to us now to raise these issues when you could have done this before anyone voted? Now, to some extent, you know, you can come back and say, well, we now have evidence a lot of problems happen. But these courts have said, well, but you knew that the rules had been changed and there was only limited at most litigation before the election. And so they're using that also as a reason to show them the door.
So do you think they're prepared to rule in a way in which is going to be before the 14th, where they're supposed to lock in all the electoral votes?
I think that they could rule pretty quickly. What happened in Pennsylvania is that Justice Alito demanded an answer from the state, but then they dismissed that appeal like 40 minutes later, which is a rocket docket for the Supreme Court. So we could see something like that.
All right. Here's what Reince Priebus said when it comes to Wisconsin last night. Cut three.
It's funny because in the footnote, the Wisconsin Election Commission issues some guidance to its clerks of how to conduct the election. And in that guidance, it said, you know, do A, B, and C. But then there's a footnote. It said contra, which means, you know, obviously contrary to what we're saying. By the way, see this case over here, this appellate case. And this case over here is a case that shows that when a clerk issued absentee ballots without an absentee ballot request form, those ballots were pulled randomly out of the box. It overturned an election in that case, and the result was the other person running for office actually won. It's the exact same fact pattern that the Trump campaign is arguing in their case.
So your take on his Wisconsin take. He says, I've been upset by the way Wisconsin has been running this for a while.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm also sympathetic to these arguments. I think that there are valid concerns that have been raised about mail-in voting. The problem is, once again, how you deal with that in terms of relief. There still has not been a showing that enough votes were tampered with or fraudulently tabulated or even erroneously tabulated to change the outcome. For example, the curing of ballots is a valid objection that some districts allowed people to cure their ballots, some did not. That really does strike me as a valid claim. But the number of those ballots is far fewer than would really make a difference. And so there's a lot working against them. But I'm very sympathetic. You know, part of the concern I have is I was watching the Nevada hearing, and I was a little bit disturbed by the court saying, well, can you tell us who got these votes and the specific names of people who were involved? And I was sitting there thinking, well, gosh, if that's the standard, you could never challenge an election because that information is held by the election officials. There are some serious problems, not just with the election, but how we review elections in this country.
So if I am a Republican, if I'm working for the Trump campaign or the RNC, and I heard about Pennsylvania changing these rules, Nevada saying unsolicited mail-in votes, that's going to happen. I'm upset about what Georgia's doing in terms of curing ballots or allowing signature match, the lenient way in which they're doing it. Did they drop the ball in not examining what all these battleground states were doing?
I'm afraid that they did. You know, there is a danger to waiting too long in the law. You know, it's like saying that, you know, it was outrageous they removed that barn door and now the horse is gone. Well, what the court says is, why did you come to us when you removed the door? So these courts are saying, well, look, we're right before certification, the ending of the safe harbor period, and you brought these new challenges. Why weren't you here 6 months ago, a year ago, to challenge these changes?
Right.
And that has been a persuasive argument in at least two of the major challenges where the courts have said, we just won't do this at this stage. You should have done it before.
I want to ask you about Hunter Biden. Yesterday, he confirmed that they're investigating him for his taxes. And there's been an investigation, it seems, since 2018. And they talked to Tony Bobulinski for 6 hours. They've also arrested, jailed two of his former business partners. And Hunter said, I take this matter very seriously. I am confident that a professional, objective review of these matters will demonstrate that I handle my affairs legally, appropriately, including the benefit of professional tax advisors. Now, not to get too deep into the case, but you know it was on that laptop. You know about the communication. That's not an opinion. You know what Tony Bobulinski put into the mainstream and what he told the FBI we don't know for sure, but he went out and said Joe Biden knew about a lot of these transactions. It was dealing with Kazakhstan, Russia, Ukraine, and China. They're looking into this. What do you think they're looking for?
Well, you know, it is an amazing story with a huge media component. I've written probably a dozen columns dealing with Hunter Biden over the last few years. And I was criticized, as were you and others, for even discussing Hunter Biden because of this news blackout. People said this was completely fraudulent. It wasn't. I mean, the thing is, this was clearly an influence peddling scheme by Hunter Biden, his uncle, the brother of President-elect Biden, and others. And that was abundantly clear. The only question is whether crimes were committed. And what's really dangerous for Hunter Biden here legally is that the laptop talks about a wide array of transactions. And as a lawyer, when I was reading some of those exchanges, I was really taken aback at how at the informality and fluidity of these discussions. You know, they're talking about gifts like a diamond being given to Hunter Biden and millions of dollars in percentages coming from places like China. And as an attorney, I was thinking, wow, this is a nightmare, because if any of this money actually was moved around with this level of informality, they could be tripping legal wires all over the world. And so when looking at tax fraud, the government looks at those underlying transactions. The whole point is that you received money or valuable assets that you did not pay taxes on. So you have to get into the underlying transaction. And now that can be in some cases minor, or it could be a Capone case. So we don't know. But what is clear is that this blackout on the Hunter Biden story that is now ending by default has been a great disservice to the American people. Literally, only Fox was covering the Hunter Biden story.
And this is scary, Jonathan. I don't know if this is necessarily legal, but it's just scary. The fact is, Twitter froze out the post story. You were not allowed to forward it. You were not allowed to read it. And they stopped anyone from writing about it. And all the other networks shut it out, not even as an addendum or put into their news cycle. So everyone shut it out.
Well, you made a good point this morning on Fox when you said, look what's happening in the Swalwell story with zero coverage by the networks. It's the same cycle. So now that they're being forced to cover Hunter Biden, we have an effective blackout on Swalwell. And I have a column up on my blog this morning saying what I find most interesting with that Swalwell blackout is the thing. NRA officials, the media had hundreds of articles on it. Here you've got a member of the House Intelligence Committee who may have had a personal relationship with a Chinese spy who fled back to China. There's zero.
Why you – and then tell them, well, I know maybe I'm subjected to the after-school specials as a child, but that's usually the way it works. You know, why are we letting the – why are we letting the spy go and briefing the congressman who's ever going to go on to forever hold this peace? And now we find out, too, you had – I don't know if you've been following my career very closely, but I also talked to Kevin McCarthy, and he said, why was he pushing – why did he pushing to dissolve this China committee that they put together? Why was he they put out four or five things that he has done for China's on China's behalf since he got on the intelligence committee. And now you're wondering if he's doing China's work.
There's a total lack of media interest in these subjects. Like, you know, last night I mentioned on Fox, you know, as we bounce between these stories, in Hunter Biden with the blackout there, it was just in October that Senator Wyman and Senator Schumer put pressure on the Justice Department not to investigate Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
And yet now we know, as many of us speculated at the time, that he was under investigation by the federal government. And yet the media is not interested. Could you imagine if two Republican senators had pressured the Justice Department not to investigate Paul Manafort?
It would be bigger than big. There would be nothing else on. They wouldn't have commercials. They would just run this all day. Jonathan Turley, I really wish I had more time. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you go until we book you again. And you're talking, just so everyone should know, you're talking as a nonpartisan. You're looking at legally, and you notice the news cycle. You don't have an agenda. You just have an expertise. But thanks so much, Jonathan. Appreciate it.
Much appreciated. Talk to you later.
All right. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A young cancer survivor from New York helping other kids going through what she did makes today's Dean's List. Erin Diggs was diagnosed with cancer at 2 years old. She had many rounds of chemotherapy and says she knows all too well about what other children go through. Not only has she written about her experience in a book, but she's recently come up with a way to make others smile. She's been delivering socks to those at Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital in Washington Heights. 50 pairs were donated to children fighting cancer, and Erin says they are comfy and designed by real-life superheroes, other kids battling cancer. The socks are delivered by childhood cancer survivors who volunteer to help. The company that makes the socks, Resilience Gives, says for each pair purchased, a pair is donated. Erin says the advice she gives others going through what she did is be confident and don't be scared. Thank you, Erin. Like your socks, you are warm and wonderful. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Iman speaks on Israel's nationhood.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language, and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dworkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Instagram's most followed veterinarian and TV host, Dr. Evan Anton. Anton has gained millions of followers sharing his wildlife adventures on social media and on his popular Animal Planet TV show, Evan Goes Wild, as well as on his Facebook TV show, Tusks to Tails. Now he's opening up about his life and his passion for animals in his first book, Worldwide Vet, Encounters in the Animal Kingdom.
My biggest goals are to educate people about animals, share a bit about veterinary medicine, and of course promote wildlife conservation. And I think the book accomplishes all those things really well.
The book is part memoir, travelogue, and conservation wake-up call.
It starts when I'm in Australia, and I'm doing a semester abroad there, and I decided to rent a car and buy a bunch of canned food and jugs of water and live out of it and start making my own educational videos. And that evolution from young wildlife enthusiasts that had big, you know, dreams of being like Steve Irwin-esque and having a show where I could promote these things that are so important to me that I'm passionate about, to becoming a veterinarian where I get to work with conservationists and other vets.
Ashley Dworkin, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. In about a minute, I'm going to be talking to Governor Haley Barbour. He's on the ground. Evidently, the Republicans are asking for 4,000 poll watchers for January 5th for those two Senate runoff elections. It looks like they have a lot of money. It looks like a lot of celebrities are jumping into Georgia, which is amazing because they condemned Georgia. And they're going to pull out of Georgia because in like Stacey Abrams and how everyone handled that election, now they're begging Georgia to make it Democrat. So there's a lot at stake there. So we talked to Karl Rove yesterday, Haley Barbour today, because we don't want to just give you information. I want to give you inside information. I want to give you the best information. And he is as good as it gets in politics. He's the best Republicans have, him and Karl Rove, and they're working together. So that is the A-team, the balance of power in the Senate. I think it's worth it. Then we'll take your calls, 1-866-408-7669. I went a little long with Jonathan Turley, but if you heard the segment, you know why.
In our next episode of House of Broken Dreams, one woman emerges from the shadows for the first time to tell me her harrowing tale. She lived at the Mosaic when Jennifer vanished. Her story was far worse than we could have imagined.
My friend would see somebody out and about late at night taking pictures of her. This is a legit zoom-in camera. She would say she would see this person, like, sometimes in a hallway. She was seriously worried for her safety.
Available now on Apple Podcasts.
Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand from Fox News.